What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hi, kids. It's the Terry and Gaz Comedy Show. So thanks for listening to the Terry and Gaz Comedy Show. You know, who dat? Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hump Day Edition. That's the new name of our show, Hump Day Edition. Welcome to the Hump Day Edition of the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. It is Hump Day. It's our first show of October 2013. Welcome to it. My name is Terry Guile.
I'm Gatch.
What are we listening to?
What is this? Is this Megadeth?
No.
I see a vision of the thing in the background.
He's short.
Dio?
It's Dio with Black Sabbath, actually, from 1992. The Dehumanizer album, which was another suggestion from Hans. He said, check it out. The music, he said, is old school Sabbath.
This sounds like a cover, though. I can't think of the original song, though. But it's not a cover.
No, it's called Computer God. Black
Sabbath.
It
reminds me of a Soul Asylum song.
What?
Yeah.
Trippy. What do you think of that, Hans? It reminds me of Soul Asylum.
Now I want. All right, we'll play that song on Friday.
Okay, Soul Asylum. What's the name of it?
I think it's
Runaway Train.
No, that is a horrible representation of Soul Asylum.
Really, that's the only reference I have of those guys.
No, those guys are way more dirt rocking than that.
Right on. That's cool.
But it's like just that pump and dun 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 dun. That melody they use.
Huh. Well, this was 92.
Sure,
I wonder when that came out.
90. Probably right around 94 was a great
band. Ah, so they stole it from Sabbath.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Sabbath is stealing from Griefhammer without even knowing it in 2013.
Whoa.
What a bold statement that was. Just kidding, Tony. I'll cut your other fingers off. Shut up. So, yeah, it's hump day. Get out and do some humping. The weather really hasn't cleared up. It's not as stormy as it was as the weekend, but I heard the sun's supposed to shine Friday a little bit.
I hope so.
I'll keep my fingers and my toes crossed.
Now it's going into a... Is that an Aerosmith, like a Sweet Emotion?
Yeah, there's an Aerosmith cover.
All right.
Sweet Emotion.
Maybe Dio.
Maybe
will
I'm
be
thinking of Emotional Rescue.
Oh, Emotional Rolling Stones.
I know, yeah. Pat once told me that's his favorite Rolling Stones song.
Was he serious?
I don't think he likes the Rolling Stones.
I will be your knight in shining armor. I will come to your emotional rescue. Oh, sorry for ruining a good song, Hans. It's just a bed. It's just a bed for us to sleep in. It's a bed for our voices to sleep on.
I like when voices sleep. They snore.
My wife snores. Little known fact. Wife snores.
Do you snore?
I don't. Well, she said I do a little, but just like a cute little nothing that would wake me up snore. Like a little... Just a little mouth breathing bullshit. I'm a mouth breather.
I heard I talk in my sleep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was having a weird dream this morning, but I can't remember what it was. It's one of those ones where I knew it was weird and something was weird, but I couldn't remember anything about it. That's what's weird about it.
The dream?
Yeah.
I remember you were in Solon still.
Yeah, we were playing with the Beastie Boys. Mm-hmm. No. The dreams inside of dreams, like in Dr. Sleep. He dreamed that something bad was happening, and then he woke up, and he sat up, and then there was a dead baby in his bed.
What?
Yeah, and then he woke up again. It's a good story. I think anybody who likes Stephen King, who maybe hasn't read any for a long time, or even if you have, I recently finished that book called Blaze, that was a Richard Bachman from 2006.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. I liked it. I finished it. It was a novel, and I finished it in like, I don't know, a month.
Was it about John Bond going down in a blaze of glory?
No, it was about a guy named Clayton Blaisdell.
Mm-hmm.
His last name was Blaisdell, so they just called him Blaze. I could see, if they made that into a movie, I could see that guy we were talking about last week that was in the James Bond movies and Happy Gilmore, that big guy with the dent in his head.
Yeah.
If he was younger or was still around as an actor, he would play a good Clayton Blaisdell, because he was a big 6'7" dummy with a big dent in his forehead. But it was a good show. It should be a show. It was a book. I got the whole thing envisioned in my head. He kidnapped this baby from a rich people and then was going to get some ransom for it, but he became attached to the baby. And then, I won't give it away, but it was a good book, for sure. It was based back in the 70s, because it was written in 1973, so.
Yeah.
It's weird when something was based in 73, because it was actually written in 73.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't come out until 2006.
Are you familiar with Stephen King? He did a book one time. Did you read it, called The Colorado Kid?
I did read that. I own that. A little short story.
Yeah. Now, I've been watching the show on Netflix, and it still goes on. It had just started its new season, I do believe, called Haven.
Okay.
It's loosely based on that area, I think.
Huh.
And there is a early reference to Colorado Kid in there. And it's a kind of a... It's a weird show. It's not too bad, but it's got Jim Leahy in there.
Oh, cool.
He plays like a pawn shop guy, and it's kind of a supernatural show, I kind of think, a little bit.
Huh.
Deals with the supernatural and working on cases that involve that kind of a thing.
He doesn't play a drunk guy?
He plays an odd character. He's like him and his brother, I think. They own this antique pawn shop kind of a thing, and they play very eccentric characters.
Huh.
But I've only watched a few episodes, but it's supposedly based on loosely on Stephen King.
Huh. I haven't read that Colorado Kid in probably 5 or 6 years. It's just a short little paperback book that I have.
Yeah. Is it about somebody missing?
I remember, the pieces I do remember is about this guy who was a mechanic, and his little brother looked up to him. I can't remember the storyline, though.
Hmm. I don't even remember the storyline of the show that I watched a couple episodes ago.
That's funny.
It is.
That's fucking hilarious, dude.
You know, zombie pigeons fell from the Russian sky?
What?
They were zombies. They were foaming at the beaks.
Wait. Back up. Pigeons foaming at the beak falling from the sky?
In Russia, yeah, they were zombies. They were apathetic and lethargic.
Well, were they already dead? Dread. Judge
I'm
Dread.
Not sure. I would imagine. Otherwise, they just, like, maybe they just were so lethargic they just didn't want to fly anymore while they were in midair and just fell out of the sky.
Yeah, we're dead.
Or they're like, I'm just tired of this fucking holding my wings up shit.
So they
and then they just tucked them in and just fell.
So they don't have any idea of why?
They might link it to Newcastle disease, which is some avian bird flu thing. I don't know. You don't want that, though.
No, you don't. I got the yawns. That's fucking stupid. Did I smoke too much weed? I don't know.
I don't know.
Speaking of zombies, hey, over in Orlando, Florida, this is the closest I have to a crazy Floridian story. The owner of the newly opened Zombie Survival Store said the shop carries everything a customer could need for an undead apocalypse.
Hmm.
He said the store's wares include surplus supplies from the U.S. Army and Navy, such as gas masks, books, camouflage gear, backpacks, machetes, MRE rations.
Hmm.
Zombies get people excited, he said. It's a craze right now.
Yeah, certainly. People are, you know, and there are survivalists, too, that'll eat that stuff up.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
When I was watching Hardcore Pawn one time, that show.
Yeah.
And there was this guy, and he came in, and he bought a generator. And I think he bought, like, a couple chainsaws, and he was just buying random stuff. And they were like, you know, it was a couple $1,000 worth of stuff. And the guy's like, what do you want all this random stuff for? And he's like, oh, the apocalypse. The zombie apocalypse is coming.
Some people believe that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, like, sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just for fun. This guy said, if you like zombies, we got zombie stuff for you.
Certainly.
Come down to the Orlando Zombie Survival Store.
I bet you it looks a lot like a Spencer's, but it's zombies, you know.
It's a zombie-themed Spencer's.
Yep.
Oh, God. And I did hear that...
Halloween is coming up, too, so it's the perfect time to open up a shop like that.
Only a couple weeks till Walking Dead starts, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I heard that AMC...
I don't even remember what happened last season.
Well, they'll have a four-day marathon.
All right!
They were doing that on Saturday with Breaking Bad and Sunday.
Jesus.
Just playing all the last episodes. The final episode.
I wish they would have went from season one to five, though. I don't think they did that. I think they just kept playing the last season.
Oh, yeah. Bastards. But yeah, it says here that AMC is developing a companion series to Walking Dead. I don't know what a companion series is.
Like a spinoff, but maybe just with like a couple characters.
I guess.
Like Merle and Earl or whatever his brother's name is.
Yeah. It's a yet untitled. It has a target date of 2015. So they're looking forward to working with Robert, Gale, and Dave. I don't know who that is. A new story and a new cast of characters. It's a big world, and we can't wait to get fans another unforgettable view of the zombie apocalypse.
So it's like maybe people in the UK and what they're going through.
Who knows?
Maybe another one, and then they'll end up meeting somewhere along the lines.
It's called milking it.
Yeah.
Milk it up.
I don't know.
Soak it up. Why
I'm
do you
good
have
for
to...
another season of Walking Dead after that. No more.
Yeah, they should end at four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Five at the latest.
Oh, is it? But this is four coming up, right? You don't even know?
I don't remember what happened last season.
Some people died, and some people went some places, and some stuff happened, and... I guess that new Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, too, did pretty good at the movies. And I saw a post from our friend Seth Milstein that said that he's pretty sure, because he went and saw it with his kids, he said he's pretty sure that Chris Castle's had a hand at writing part of that movie.
Was there a bunch of food jokes?
That's all I could imagine. That's all I could guess. But I tweeted old Chris Castle's on the FF Friday, last Friday, and he responded, and I said, how's Austin? And he said it was great, lots of opportunities.
Uh-huh.
And then later I read that Austin is the fourth worst city in the United States
for hipsters.
Traffic congestion.
Ooh.
I heard that there is a lot of hipsters out there, though.
You know, traffic congestion, is that a lot of people trying to play the band Traffic at the same time, and you can't, like,
they're coughing. At this, they can't breathe very well.
I got the Steve Winwood sickness.
I used to smoke.
What's that guy up to these days?
What guy?
Steve Winwood.
I think he's playing strictly Winwood instruments. He should open a line of guitars and drums and stuff that are just called Winwood instruments. Because it's not Windwood, it's Winwood, but it's like a pun.
It is.
Every good business name should have a pun.
It should. And it's weird that a saxophone isn't in the brass instruments category. Isn't that in the wind?
Yeah, but it has a reed.
Yeah, it's like a woodwind because of the reed.
Yeah.
But it's made out of brass.
Yeah. Yeah, you are correct. Well, unless you're rich, make them out of pure gold.
Yeah, but it'd still be a woodwind.
Have you heard of those gold iPhones?
No.
The iPhone 5.
That'd be heavy.
Made out of gold, plated probably. Some guy was selling one on eBay.
Yeah.
And a dude accidentally put in an extra zero in his bid. And he bid $10,100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the guy said I felt like being nice, so I erased the bid. It was supposed to be $1,010. It's a $1,000 phone, bro. Is that fucking stupid or what?
I think
who's gonna spend
$400 on a phone is kinda.
I say 39 with a 2-year plan is a little bit spendy for
it
me.
It is.
And I complain about my phone all the time. Because it's a piece of fucking shit.
She has nits. She has little sticks.
Next Saturday is 600 million Powerball jackpot. Is that right?
Sure. You going to play?
No, you have a better chance of becoming the president of the United States than you do of winning that lottery.
Well.
Well, what?
You have a. I would say the chances of becoming president are pretty unlikely. Because first of all, you would have to have Congress pass a bill that says random people can become president.
Well, if you're between the ages of 18 and 35, you have no chance of becoming the president. But but you can play the lottery, and you have a little bit of a chance of winning a little bit. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no you can't get what would happen if the prize was you become the president of the United States. But you only matched 4 out of the 6 numbers. What would be the prize then?
Secretary of State? I don't know.
You'd become
assistant to the regional manager?
What if you became a U.S. soldier then? That would cut down on the amount of tickets sold.
If you became a soldier?
Yeah, if you got shipped overseas.
Yeah.
I mean, on the front lines, if you like matched 4 out of 6. But if you get 6 out of 6, you win $600 million.
Ooh.
But if you get 4 out of 6, frontline duty.
Ooh. That's not a very good deal. I don't think I like that.
No?
I don't want to. I don't
just
wanna
for do a week, though.
I don't want to do it.
Because next week, someone else would draw.
You think?
Yeah. All right. I got this song all lined up, this one that sounds like that earlier one. Are
okay.
You ready?
Yeah, here, wait.
And I haven't heard this song in a long time, so it could be completely off whack.
Okay.
All right, if I remember, I should turn this down.
We like off whack.
I could be off base.
Okay, so this is some Soul Asylum that was directly lifted from Black Sabbath from the Dehumanizer album, which we opened the show with. And we'll see if Gatch is just on some good drugs or if he...
I'm not getting good service, though, because it's raining.
Is that what it is? I'm not getting good service because my wife's been gone for 2 days.
Oh.
Well, whenever that comes up, sure. We'll be ready for it. I stumbled across a funny, weird fact that you may or may not agree with. It seems like to me it'd be more for women than men, but it says 3 years of your life will be spent sitting on the toilet. 3 years.
Now, you think this is more for men or for women?
Well, that's what I said. It seems like it'd be more time for women, you know?
Yeah, but they don't typically read, though, do they? Just aren't men more known to read on the toilet than women?
I don't know if women read, but they spend a lot more time sitting there because they pee.
And isn't that where you have to get away and look at your porns, too, when you're married? So you go and sit on the toilet?
No, I don't. No. Maybe some men do. I don't.
I thought that's where the whole,
you ain't fucking
pornos underneath the bathroom sink comes.
Oh. No, we don't even have any magazines in our bathroom. We just,
you got the
when we go to the bathroom, it's business time.
Mm-hmm.
So I get right down to my business socks and I take a dump. That noise that you heard in the background was supposed to be a toilet flushing. So obviously my sound effects board's all fucked up. Let's see.
I thought that was that Soul Asylum song.
Okay. That's supposed to be TV static. That sounds like a typewriter to me.
That is a typewriter.
Okay.
That's because it's raining, though. That's why it sounds splashed. Different.
God, it is raining out there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened with Soul Asylum?
Nothing. It says loading. Well, don't be crying now.
I'm sad, dude.
Don't be sad.
Yeah, I'm going to do some weed eating then. So it ain't happening?
Yeah,
it'll just happen whenever it decides to happen.
Sure.
Whoa.
You know, this reminds me of the quote of the week.
What's the quote? Oh, we didn't even do that on Monday. You better do two today.
Well, it's the quote of the week, though.
Oh, that's right. So it's the week, but we waited till midweek to give it to you. Okay.
And this is by Jiddu.
Jiddu is not a name.
Krishnamurti.
Okay.
And he says, and this is the second part of a quote. I took a little bit, I made it a little broader. It says, the moment we want to be something, we are no longer free.
Oh. We are trapped in our own prison?
Mm-hmm. The precursor to that quote is something like, we all want to be famous. The moment we want to be something, we are no longer free.
Science right there.
That is science. Science.
Speaking of phrases, you know that phrase from the little kids' books that always, the fairy tales that say, and they all lived happily ever after?
Yeah.
Did you hear what that originally was?
And they all lived, oh.
Okay. Okay, here we go. We'll
I'm
talk
just
about
talking
that.
Melody.
Yeah. See, Hans? It's exactly the same.
No?
I don't think so. You mean the vocal melody?
Well, just when he goes, God damn it. And then he kind of sings and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's got kind of the same beat, yeah? A little bit.
All right.
Not too bad. All right. Well, what do you think, Hans? Is that a piece?
No, I don't even remember the other song.
We'll play that next month. See if we can remember the other song that we just heard just now. The phrase happily ever after was originally happily until they died.
What?
Yep. They all lived happily until they died.
Well,
but they thought that was too dark, so they had them change it.
Well, most fairy tales are pretty dark, right?
Yeah, but it's supposed to have a little bit of an uplifting ending, don't you think?
But the grim fairy tales were never really uplifting, were they? They, cook children and stuff.
Well, that's true. They did cook children. Hansel and Gretel.
Mm-hmm.
Hans Jacobson and his friend Gretel.
Yeah, and there are some other grim fairy tales that were pretty grim.
Yeah.
Isn't that where the whole grim comes from?
Don't you remember that
grim
one?
Grim Reaper?
That one was called Owl Scare Pigeon.
Owl Scare Pigeon.
That's a scary fairy tale.
You know what else was in the news today was eagle attacked deer. Did you see that picture?
No.
They got a snapshot of an eagle attacking a full-grown deer.
Eagle attacked deer.
Mm-hmm. Like one of those wildlife shots in the middle of the woods or whatever. And you can go online, you can see video of... I saw a video of an eagle taking down a little baby deer. Just like running down and snatching with his claws and then pretty much taking it to the ground, just holding it there until it died.
The eagles are badass.
Yep. And I also saw another bird. There was a fish that somebody was setting free in one of those long beak birds, at a bay. Came by and just snapped it out of the guy's hands.
Whoa.
Just pretty much bit the guy's hand and sucked it out of his hand.
Yikes. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I don't want to be messing with no bay birds. Bay birds. Bay birds. Is that an eagle song?
No, but they were talking about that story we talked about where that lady stabbed her roommate last week. for playing the Eagles. They were mm-hmm. talking about it on the Chelsea Lately, which I've only been watching when Ian's on there. I heard another person say, "I've my DVR is judging me and thinking that I'm gay because I keep recording Chelsea Lately."
Mm-hmm.
But it's just to watch the snippets of Ian. He was beatboxing for Drake. I don't know if you know who Drake is, but Drake is a
rapper.
Yeah,
R&B.
Yeah, so he tried to beatbox for him. It was on an outro.
Boop,
and
boop.
And Drake's just like, no, no, get out of here. It was funny. He shut him down pretty quickly.
Right on. Drake wasn't a fan.
No, he didn't like Ian's beatboxing. Apparently it wasn't good enough for
him. Was he trying, or was it just a comedy? Silly?
Yeah, he was kind of like doing it almost as good as you just did. Boop. Boop 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 boop
boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop
boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop
boop boop boop
boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop
boop boop
boop boop
boop boop boop boop. Like nothing. Literally
nothing.
Like fidelity is like when you're high fidelity. Is that where maybe people are getting it?
Infidelity.
Why isn't it just a wicker fight?
That's what it is.
Wicker fight.
Wi-Fi.
Wicker fickle. That's fighting. A tongue twister.
It's a wife fight. It's when you
fickle.
Fight with your wife.
About fickle wicker
about,
furniture.
About your Wi-Fi.
Fickle wicker furniture. There's
I love my Wi-Fi.
Twister.
Fickle, I love my Wi-Fi.
Fickle wicker furniture.
They said the Wi-Fi is just a catchy name that some ad executive came up with for it. Wi-Fi.
Yeah?
Wi-Fi.
What year was it? I wonder what other things are. Is that like up there with Dunkin' Donuts?
What is that? What is,
I don't know.
What is
I don't know what I'm...
Come on. What does Wi-Fi have to do with Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts.
What about pizza now?
Hi.
Yeah.
Pizza Now, man.
I can almost taste that.
I had some Pizza Now earlier last week, man. That was some pizza.
Earlier last week. Yeah.
And
what kind did you try?
I tried the pepperoni.
You've tried that before. Oh, it was a $5 deal, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I got two $5 pizzas and two liters of soda pop delivered to my door.
Was that on a Saturday night?
No, it was on Thursday night.
Thursday.
Yep, Thursday.
Oh, wow.
I noticed there was somebody posted some pictures of their pizza recently. I think it was them.
A Pizza Now?
Yeah.
I get jealous when I ever see their Facebook post saying, hey, if you come down and mention this post, you'll get a free pizza ball order.
Mm-hmm. You get a free shizzle stick.
I feel like driving to Albany, but times are tight and gas isn't expensive. Or it is expensive.
It's only $2.50 for delivery.
I wanted to, yeah, but not to Browntown.
I doubt it.
They'd probably charge an extra $20. But yeah, times are so tight. Saturday night, didn't even go to the Necryptic and World of Lies show that I've been planning on going to for like a month. Also didn't get to see Mike Scheidt last week. God, man. Times are tight, Mike Scheidt.
Yep.
Did you know that Miley Cyrus prefers weed over cocaine?
I believe it.
While she's twerking?
I believe she... Yeah, I don't... she bothers me.
Does she?
No, not really, but I don't think she's on the level as other stars that have melted down recently. I don't think she's going to handle it as well, and I think she's going to be... the biggest one to fall.
Yeah.
Mostly because...
her wrecking ball was number one.
When you think about, like, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, even Justin Bieber, right? All those people didn't come from money.
She did.
She came from money. She doesn't know what it's like to be, you know, normal at any time in her life, really. So
now she's coming out and saying... But she prefers marijuana and Molly.
Well, of course.
Over drugs like cocaine, which she says is a dark drug. Weed is the best drug on earth, she said in an interview for Rolling Stone magazine, which is she gets the cover of October 10th episode.
Yeah, all half nude.
One time I smoked a joint with peyote in it and I saw a wolf howling at the moon. Hollywood is a coke drug, but weed is so much better, and Molly too. Those are happy drugs, social drugs. They make you want to be with your friends. You're out in the open. You're not in a bathroom. I really don't like coke. It's so gross and dark. It's like, what are you, from the 90s? Ew.
That's her. That's the line from her song, right?
I don't know.
It's everybody, and this is a brilliant line of a song, man. I don't know why no one thought of it first. Everyone standing in line at the bathroom to get a line in the bathroom.
Ah.
No, I don't really think that's that brilliant.
Nah.
Rhyming bathroom with bathroom?
No, that's terrible. So you didn't tell me on Saturday Night Live that it was actually Jesse.
Yeah.
I thought it was someone playing him.
No, it was Jesse Pinkman was on Saturday Night Live.
That's pretty cool.
Aaron Paul.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you did say that and I just wasn't paying attention.
I might have alluded to the fact.
Because you did say Pinkman.
Yeah, I said Jesse Pinkman. I didn't say Aaron Paul.
Right. Okay, cool. I guess he was later in a video on that same episode about E-meth.
Oh, I saw that there was a clip. I didn't watch it, though. I scrolled through some of the bits. I heard it wasn't that... Critics said it wasn't
wasn't
all
that great of an ex... Wasn't
it great
of an episode?
Despite the Tina Fey. And then I rolled through some of the little clips, but I didn't watch any of them. But I almost clicked on that e-cig one.
E-meth.
E-meth, yeah.
That's kind of funny. That's methy. But I guess they have six new cast members.
Ah! Who is him? One of them is that guy from the little kids commercial.
What's the little kids commercial?
Where he asks them questions while they're like at a little desk. It's the Sprint commercial, like their quest. And he goes, tell me a joke. And they get to go, clean my dishes.
Yeah, clean who? Knock, knock.
I don't get it.
Let's see who they got.
It's clean.
Beck Bennett.
Ah.
John Meisner.
Mm-hmm. Now, Beck Bennett, he's the son of Beck and Tony Bennett.
Yeah. Bennett fucking damn near broke it.
Oh!
Yeah, Kyle Mooney.
Ah, that guy's funny.
Mike O'Brien. Noel Wells. Or Noel, I guess. Noel.
Noel.
Noel Wells.
Noel Wells.
That's a stupid fucking name. And Brooks Whelan.
Ah, Whelan.
I don't know.
He's Whelan and Dealin. That's Fred, what he should be doing.
Fred Armisen.
He's a Dealin guy.
Fred Armisen, Bill Hader, and Jason Sudeikis are all gone.
Sad loss, Bill Hader.
Fred Armisen, too.
Funny, but never really reached the peak of Farrell or any of those guys. But I think he was just as brilliant.
Yeah. I guess that Beck Bennett, you know, son of Beck and Tony, is actually the guy from that commercial that you were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
The AT&T commercial. Mike O'Brien has been an SNL writer since 2009.
Ah, I remember that skit he did.
But he has a internet show called 7 Minutes in Heaven.
Ah, okay.
That has had, like, Kristen Wiig and some different people on it. Also on board from the Upright Citizens Brigade, John Millhiser. He's a stand-up, and also Brooks Whelan, Kyle Mooney, all from the U.S.
Brooks Whelan, he's a country star, right?
Whelan Jennings.
Brooks
Whelan Jennings.
Brooks and Dung.
Noelle Wells is the only female addition to the cast, and you might know her as the popular YouTube impressionist behind the web series Hey, the Zoe Deschanel Show.
Nope, but I've heard of it.
She makes fun of her.
Mm-hmm, she mocks her. So they're like, hey, who the new like, girl is at NBC show.
They're like, hey.
Hey. NBC lost a lot of shows, man. The Office.
Yeah.
30 Rock.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of the, have you seen any of the, did you watch any of that new one, Sleepy Hollow?
No.
Hmm.
Was it good?
Yeah.
You watched it?
Yeah.
Meh?
I don't know. Yeah, it has potential, but waiting on a show week to week sucks. When it's
you just wait till it comes out and then just binge on it.
Yeah, at least the first season. I mean, you know, you don't even get the fucking gist of the story of what's going on in fucking 42 minutes.
Yeah.
Paul Mall of in between.
I guess that comedy with Robin Williams and the Buffy the Vampire Slayer finally premiered. 15.6 million viewers.
People watched it?
15 million.
You know, the things that I've seen Robin Williams on, he seems very, I don't know, maybe it's just this comic angle that he's always talking about. His ex-wife's taking all this money, and it seems like the things that I've seen in the show are exactly directed at that. Like, he's just making ex-wife jokes.
Apparently, there's a new series that got off to a shaky start. The Michael J. Fox Show only drew 7.23 million viewers, less than half than Mork got on the rivaling CBS. So,
yeah.
Same time slot, Michael J. Fox show. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, but what, it's on Wednesdays, right? One of them's right after Survivor.
No, same time. This is the same time.
I know, but
Thursday night.
Oh, Thursday?
Nine. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think what I was watching was something else. But no, I don't. The Michael J. Fox, you know who plays his wife, right?
Justine Bateman?
No, I don't know. No, the know. Hank's wife.
Oh, Maria?
Marie, yeah.
Fucking whatever.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, the one scene that I keep seeing is where they're at the
She's
dinner
a
table,
bitch, dude.
And Michael J. Fox has his hand like with a spoon, like he's gonna put something on his wife's plate, you know?
Yeah.
And she grabs the spoon from him and says, pretty much, "Fuck your personal gratification right now. I'm hungry. Your personal victory," you know, as he's trying to overcome his Parkinson's to dump. To dump a pile of potatoes on his wife's plate.
Right.
And the other ones where he says, "I guess we better talk about the elephant in the room," and then pans out and there's an actual elephant next to him.
Whoa.
And then he does some kind of slapstick Parkinson's head twists, you know, like you would do like a Stevie Wonder kind of a thing.
Right.
But instead of him, it's kind of a jerky, I gotta throw my shoulders into it, Parkinson's head flop at the elephant.
That's too funny.
I like Michael J. Fox. I think he's always been funny in most everything he's done, you know. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't succeed now that he's back. I mean, people want to see him in a show. People watch Spin City. That show was a long time with him on there. And then who followed him? Wasn't Charlie Sheen?
Yep.
Yeah. And so, you know, and it had that Barry Bostwick.
Mm-hmm.
You know who that guy, he was doing one in his younger days?
No.
He was Brad in the movie Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Whoa. Right on.
Same guy as the old mayor in Spin City.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's weird what people grow up to be, isn't it?
Yep.
That's like the kid from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Short Round?
Yeah, Short Round. They thought that he was Glenn from Walking Dead, but actually it's Philip Seymour Hoffman. Who's Eddie? You know Eddie Izzard?
I thought he was the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Eddie Izzard, how do you say his name?
Eddie Izzard, yeah.
He's going to change from comedy to politics.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
That'll be a big push for the lesbian and gays.
Hey, there's a new movie. I don't know if it's out. Probably is. It's like a mafia movie with Robert De Niro in it.
You know, the gay have a mafia now, too. Now it's gonna. There's an Amish mafia, and now there's a
gay
mafia.
Mafia. I bet those guys are hard. You go, girl, or I'll fucking slap you, you little bitch. But yeah, I'd like to see that new movie. It's a Robert De Niro mafia movie, which is what I think he plays the best in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's out in theaters maybe now. I think it's called The Family.
Yeah, it's pretty much. It's pretty much, from what I gather, it's going to be a courtroom kind of a thing. I think it's going to be him giving up the family and pretty much describing everything they do and kind of do the reenactment kind of things, you know, which I think they kind of did in the casino, right?
Yeah.
You know, yep. And Scorsese's behind it, too. Is he directing it or just producing it?
I think he's just producing it. All Maybe right. executive producing.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it looks good. I would watch it. I don't know if I'll go to the theaters for it.
And related to that, HBO, who is getting ready to do a New York set miniseries called Criminal Justice. Remember that at all? It was intended to star James Gandolfini.
Ah, yeah.
But he passed away, so now Robert De Niro.
What?
Robert De Niro taking his place in that. Yep.
Double what?
Yeah. Criminal Justice. He's also an executive producer. He helped develop for HBO. First episode of the adaptation of the 2008 BBC drama Criminal Justice was directed by Steve Zalian. It follows Jack Stone, an ambulance-chasing attorney who finds himself defending a young man accused of murdering a girl on Manhattan's Upper West Side. Robert De Niro taking place of Tony Soprano, or Soprano, however you want to say it. How do you want to say it?
Soprano.
Yeah. I think it's funny when, like, we got a daughter, a foster daughter. She's all grown up now, but her name is Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like to call her Rihanna. We got another niece named Brianna. It's always been Brianna. Now all of a sudden some people are calling her Brianna.
Because of Rihanna's...
I guess. If a girl's name Anna, you don't call her Anna.
Yeah, but it's the same thing like, you know, you just translate what you're familiar with, you know?
Right.
Like Saran Wrap.
Saran. You know?
Yeah.
Saran.
But if it was actually Saran Wrap, you know, you'd still probably call it... Saran.
Reynolds rap. Do you like Reynolds rap?
Reynolds rap.
rap, a rippity rap. I'm going to keep on rapping till my rapping.
Why isn't Reynolds rapping these days?
He retired. Reynolds retired from the rap scene. Today is a birthday. I doubt if it's your birthday. One of our birthdays is a dead guy.
It's one of our birthdays. I'm going to make a random guess. Joe Pesci.
That is incorrect, sir. Okay.
I think he should play the Penguin in a Batman movie.
Didn't he?
Did he?
I don't know. Maybe. I thought he did.
No, maybe he did.
Maybe he didn't. Today, dead and gone long ago, Gandhi was born. 101 years before me. Gandhi born today in 1869.
Such a violent man.
I know. Is he on Clone High? Is that Gandhi?
Yeah.
Okay, well, happy birthday, Gandhi, from Clone High.
Yes. And
I didn't know he was that old.
He was. He volunteered to fight for his country twice.
Gandhi?
When he was younger, yeah.
Wow.
He wasn't against fighting. He just didn't... Senseless fighting, I think it was. He thought that you should step up for your country if need be, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was for senseless violence.
Yeah. Also today, you may know him as this, but probably not, Gordon Sumner.
Ah, Sting.
Sting-a-ding-ding, making some copies. Remember when Sting was on Saturday Night Live and he was making some copies?
Yeah.
And the copy guy, Rob Schneider, said, oh, Sting, making some copies. He's like, sting-a-ling-a-ding-dong. How old do you think Sting is? God, he's older than I thought.
Oh, man, he's definitely, he'd have to be 67.
Whoa, not that old. That was a good guess, though. 62.
He was in Snatch or Sting? Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
He's in a few things.
He was in one of those. Are you not familiar with those movies?
I watched Snatch, but I couldn't watch it twice because I couldn't understand what they were saying.
You got to watch it twice to understand what they're saying.
You got to watch it with subtitles on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whoa. I just realized one of the guys from that movie... is the guy that plays Al Capone in Boardwalk Empire.
Whoa.
I just those faces just match.
Flashback till attack back yeah. for the black stack stack.
The Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, it's the Snatch is the one about the diamond, right?
Yeah, and the Irish guys that not Irish, but
yeah, the Pikeys.
Pikers. That's where Piker got their name.
Mm-hmm. And but it must have been the other one. I forgot what my point was.
That's all right. We're talking about birthdays. We're talking about Sting being in a movie.
Oh, yeah. He was, yeah. That was Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Played I think one of the main characters, Fathers, who owned a bar, and he was a tough guy.
Huh.
Sting wasn't, he wasn't no fool.
He's no fool. Also, birthday today, my good close friend, who is also a former podcaster and recent father, and his wife's birthday was just last week. Bobby Jordan. Hey, Bobby Jordan, happy birthday
hey,
to
up?
You. You say it's your birthday. 43, I'm outing you because you're 2 years younger than me, so big deal. Nice job making it to 43, buddy. You got a kid.
Hey, yeah.
Also, local musician, and I think he's been in some movies or some shit, from Gladhander, Mitch Chamberlain. He's posted some things on Facebook that lead me to believe that he's had some bit parts and some extra work and some kind of big movies. I don't know. I may be wrong, but I'm putting this on your page today, Mitch, so you will listen for Hump Day. Just for this.
Way to go, Mitch.
30-second plug of your birthday. I don't even know how old you are. You must be younger than me,
14.
Though.
14.
He turned 14 today. Also, today is National Name Your Car Day, which is whatever. My van's named Nessie ever since I got her, after our personal savior, the Loch Ness Monster. It's also a Mastodon song, Old Nessie.
Old Nessie.
And some people say Old Nelly.
Old Nelly.
Old Nelly.
You got a Band-Aid on your face, Old Nelly.
Is that how that goes?
You're riding on a horse on the prairie.
What?
It's two different Nellies.
Are you freestyling right now?
Yeah, those two different Nellies. Those the Nelly with the Band-Aid on the face, and then Nelly who's riding on the horse on the house on the prairie.
Oh, she's a bitch, though, dude.
Yep.
She is such a bitch. I can't even believe.
It's a double Nelly. It's double Nelly Chandra.
Double Nelly Chandra. What? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I wonder whatever happened. I'm going to look right now. Remember when I was trying to get you to listen to that Neil Hamburger podcast?
Yeah.
New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And every night was New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I guess they only did 15 episodes.
So. Oh! 15.
Well, we're going to be at 215 here in a couple weeks. So, oh yeah, and our... I would call them almost, they're not rivals, but they're one of the other few Oregon comedy podcasts, Big and Loud Podcast. They missed an episode the other day.
Oh, you rivals?
Yeah, they're rivals.
We're one up on you now.
Yep.
You're catching up. We only got 49 to go?
No, 51.
All right, 51.
We were 52 behind them, now we're 51. So they'll either have to quit for like 17 weeks.
You know what they say about 51, though? 51 what? Is the loneliest number that there'll ever be.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
51.
That sucks because I just found out, I told you, that 45 is the new 51. So I'm 51.
Oh,
I'm the
man.
Loneliest number that they'll ever
be. But then 46 is the new 40, right?
36.
Oh, okay.
Or 35. I can't remember. I tried to record my set last Wednesday. And sometimes, I don't know if this one ever does it, but sometimes if you push record and then it goes to blinking red and then you push record again, it'll record for like 6 seconds and then it'll say time out, timed out, press play.
Huh.
Just like a glitch or something. And I wasn't paying attention to it, so it didn't. Huh. It only recorded 6 seconds of my set.
Oh, man.
Out of 16 minutes. That's not
that's weird.
Yeah. I don't know if I don't know what would cause it to do that.
Huh.
A little dialogue box comes up and it says, timed out. Hmm. Press play.
You checking the instructions for the instructions?
No, but I haven't had a chance to do that yet. But I will,
because
I want to know what the fuck's wrong with it.
I want to know what's wrong with that.
See what else funny.
Is that Whitney?
I don't know. I don't know. What are you doing right now?
I don't know.
I got some Jock Talk.
Oh, you
got something?
No, I don't. I kind of do, but it's not as good as Jock Talk, which we also forgot on Monday.
Yep.
But I don't got my song, so you'll have to superimpose it later.
All right.
Can you do that?
Basketball sucks.
That's all I got today for Jock Talk.
Wow. All right, that's been Jock Talk. Why does basketball suck so bad?
I'm just running back and forth.
Are they even playing right now?
Nope.
Well, then why are you so pissed about basketball?
It's just they just run back and forth.
I know what they do. I want to know why you're so pissed about it.
I don't know. Well, if you want me to really give you a good reason, I'll tell you what. It's because nobody in the whole organization as a whole cares about its fans.
Oh.
With their arguing, bickering over a couple billion between trillions of dollars.
Hmm.
Eh. Yeah. Doesn't really matter.
Whatever. Here's a story for Adrian Bacon Farrell.
Ooh.
This is out of Canada. That's why it's for him. That's the only reason. A woman accidentally won a Canadian marathon, and she qualified to be in the Boston Marathon.
Mm-hmm. How'd she do that? How do you accidentally win a marathon?
That's what I would like to know. I did read the story, and I do know how it went. But what happened was she had only planned to run half the marathon,
because
the most she's ever ran was 20 miles. So she was going to do a 13-mile half marathon. She didn't realize her mistake until she reached the final stretch when people were yelling at her saying, "You're in first." She was the first woman. There was two guys in front of her, but guys don't count. What happened was she turned the wrong way when she thought she was done. And then she just kept running for another hour and a half. So that's not really accidentally, I don't think.
Well, she took the wrong turn and it ended up being the other route to the full marathon.
Yeah. She just didn't
stop running once she realized.
She didn't. Well, maybe she didn't know. She didn't see the.
You know, after a couple miles, so
thing,
you know,
man, it's taking me a long time. Yeah, so it took her 3 hours.
Wow.
And 11 minutes.
That's not bad. What is
26 miles? It's like running from here to my house. Plus a little bit.
What's a good
plus 5 miles
clip?
That's like running all the way up to the freeway exit. Like past the mall and all that stuff, and then running to Brownsville, and then running to my house.
That's not a bad time, though, if you were to run home.
No, she did pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's not sure if she's going to.
Is that an effective commute, though? Like,
no.
Was that I got to get up 3 hours earlier for work so I can run there 26 miles away.
Yeah, but you got to run fast for 26 miles to even, like.
And then you got to run home.
Then you got to work.
And then run home.
That's way worse than, like, riding your bike to work.
Yeah.
Have people that ride their bike to work, and then they just be all sweaty when they get to work. Just fucking tired. And then they'd have to work all day and then ride their bike home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Especially if there's hills involved.
Did you hear the OJ's in trouble again, didn't you?
Mm-mm.
There were rumors.
Orange juice.
O.J. Simpson, murderer and former Heisman Trophy winner.
Oh, I call him O.G. Simpson.
Oh, because he's an original.
He's an original G.
G, like a gangster?
Mm-hmm.
He's in prison right now, though. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, there's rumors in prison that he was caught stealing cookies.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I hope no one else has heard about it, because I'm telling you. The cookie stealing story was originally reported in the National Enquirer, which they don't have a very good reputation for doing true stories, you know. He says there's no validity to the reports that he was caught stealing cookies. It said that the guard caught him stuffing cookies down his shirt.
Yeah, and then he was giggling as they were brushing him out of his shirt.
Maybe he was stoned.
Something was going on. I heard all the people around were laughing at him, all the inmates. Maybe he was trading them for something.
Yeah, cookies.
Maybe the old Bubba was like, every night you bring me 6 cookies, you're safe. You know, I mean, that's a very, Wouldn't you? You'd be trying to get as many cookies.
I wouldn't want as many cookies.
I'd be grabbing 12 every night, just in case.
Yeah. But apparently, he says that's not true. Poor OJ. He's supposed to get out within the next 4 years.
What would he even care if people thought it was true or not? I mean,
I don't know. It's just something for us to talk about.
Certainly. But, you know, I don't know. Didn't Jim Brown have problems, too? He was an old NFL running back.
Possibly.
Maybe he just had money problems or something, or he beat on people.
Hmm.
I think he's dead now, though, isn't he? Wasn't he in new movies, too?
I don't know who Jim Brown. I guess he was in some movies.
Yeah.
I think I kind of recognize his face in my mind right now.
He was. He always had one of those round hats on. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you heard of this new, like, fingerprint technology that they got for the new iPhones? It's supposed to only unlock your phone using your fingerprint. Mm-hmm. An Oregon blogger debunked this using his wiener instead of his thumb. And it opened it. He was able to use his genitals in place of a fingerprint to unlock his phone. He did not successfully register this private part with relative ease. He was able to use it to unlock the device. No video was available. But that was up in Portland. A tech blogger.
He just slapped his dong on there and it unlocked?
Well, he probably held the phone down there or whatever and just like touched mm-hmm. it. The blogger said he was inspired by other bloggers' failed attempts to register with body parts, including their elbows, nipples, and other parts of the body, which I don't know what other parts.
So now they have his turtlenecked thumbprint.
Yeah, his little mushroom head turtle.
So now if he ever commits a crime and he's all smacking his dick on glass windows, they'll have a print.
And that's what most people do when they commit
crime. They break into houses and they slap dick prints on things.
Yep, dick prints. All right, sorry, we're going to have to take some dick prints to make sure that you're not the dick robber. Holland, you got a dick print?
Everyone's different, I bet.
It's like a cat's nose. And the prints almost look the same. He needs a record player. Hans, get a record player. I'm going to tell you every day for the next 100 days to get a record player. All right, just get one. He's listening to some old school blues today from a black man with three names. That's all the hints you get.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's not a black blues man.
Oh, B.B. King.
Well,
Johnny Lee Edgar.
Got the first two names right.
John Lee Hooker.
That's right. It serves you right to suffer.
A boom, boom, boom. Was that him?
Yeah, it was.
Right on.
John Lee Hooker. Serve you right to suffer.
A boom, boom, boom.
That's exactly how it goes, too. Boom, boom, boom.
Isn't it? I've only heard it a couple times.
It goes, a boom, 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 boom. It's four booms.
Oh, four
I'm
booms.
I'm going to make you ride down.
A boom, 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 boom,
boom. Boom, boom. Big head.
Does he go up every time like I do?
Just a little bit, though. More like Blind Melon Chitlin. A boom, boom, boom. Hey, would somebody get him his harmonica there, please? So I was listening to some old school. I would listen to The Rush the other day. The Rush, that's what I call them. But I, right by that was, for some reason, Ted Nugent's Double Live Gonzo. And I listened to the song Hibernation, which is a instrumental.
Hibernation, because it feels so good.
Man, he gets such good sustain and feedback out of that Fender hollow body guitar and his Fender stacks.
What is he rolling with, a 72 thin line Telly?
No Telly. Wide, like Gibson looking with the F-holes.
Maybe F-holes?
Know? Yeah, he liked them big open guitars.
A Fender one?
No, Gibson, excuse me.
Okay.
I did say Fender.
Do Fenders ever make
those? He had Fender
those?
Stacks, I said.
Yeah, but has Fender ever made those funky
F-hole guitars?
Maybe they've made F-holes, but not those like wide big body kind of like Gretsch style.
I've seen like Ibanez and Gretsch and different brands like that, but I don't think I've ever seen a Fender.
Yeah, like a giant.
Fuck Fender, get on it, man.
Oh, man. It's one thing they're missing.
Yeah. And I can't move. Oh, man. I was listening to that song, Just What the Doctor Ordered, which is sang by Derek St. Holmes during mm-hmm. the Ted Nugent tenure. And I pretty swear, I'm pretty stoned right now. I'm pretty sure that I would swear that during the lyrics of that song, he said something that, you know, they're talking about learning all these songs in a band and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure that he said, I learned all the lyrics.
Hmm.
So the word lyrics is part of the lyrics.
Weird.
That is where I've never heard a song that says lyrics in it.
Hmm. Your own personal lyric.
Can anybody think of a song that says lyrics in the lyrics?
Hmm.
If you can, give us a call.
Maybe in, does he say anything about lyrics in, you think you'd loop people out enough of all these little love songs?
Wait, what did you just say?
Isn't that the Wing song? You know which one
yeah,
I'm talking
but,
about?
Yeah, but that was, you said it weird. That was weird. Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
I said, you think you'd loop people out enough of these little damn little fucking love songs?
Is that how the song
What's wrong with that?
I'd like to know. So here
then,
we go.
And then what's he, what about Sad Songs Say So Much? Did he sing about lyrics in there?
Sad songs?
Yep.
Are you dissing on Paul McCartney?
No, that's Elton John, that.
Oh. See, I don't even know. These sirs, Sir Paul McCartney, Sir Elton John.
I got some lyrics right here. Hans, you should check out the Moist Boys.
Yeah.
Go over to YouTube and check out the song about O.J. Simpson, O.G. Simpson.
Check out the Moist Boys.
When he says, he's a national figure, a well-respected figure. The man's got a soul, man. He ain't no fucking nigga.
Whoa! He just said the N-word, but he was just quoting someone else. So, yeah, if you know a song that says lyrics in the lyrics, give us a call at 541-791-6824. Do we still have that?
Yeah, I think so.
We never even talk about the hotline anymore because you guys stopped calling. But maybe that's the catch-22, and that's why you stopped calling, because we stopped talking about it. Call our hotline. It's 541-791-6824. Call and leave us a message.
Six tag.
And we'll play it on the show. Come on, dude. Are you serious right now? Bad guys? Come on.
Yeah. The only call I've got is from Turner. Talking about Hooch.
Oh. Well, he's a dick anyway.
That was before he won awards, wasn't it?
I think so.
Old Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Now he's probably going to win awards for that new damn movie where he plays Captain.
He's co-starring with a dog is why he didn't win anything.
But he was a police officer.
Yeah. Police officer.
What if Tom Hanks was in a movie playing a police officer opposite Henry Rollins?
That would be awesome. I would watch it. Especially if it was like today's Tom Hanks and Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins should have his own cop show.
He should just become a cop like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Somebody tried to tell me the other day that Katie Seagal from Sons of Anarchy is his sister.
I know what you're going
to
say.
It's his sister. It's not true. I looked it up.
No, but
it's
what about George
different.
Seagal?
That's Steven's uncle. No, I read some stuff about Steven Seagal. He was actually a dishwasher in an L.A. restaurant when he was 14, and his boss was a Japanese shang-chang-tang-ol.
And taught him moves?
Yeah, and then he went to Japan, and he really got into it and took off or whatever. But
he was teaching him how to soap on, soap off.
That's right. You wash a dish like this. Oh, you
then
wash
you'll
a
play
dish.
Guitar like this.
I forgot when you talk good Japanese, you talk like you are very angry.
George Seagal's that guy on that one show.
You wash this to right, and then you rinse to left. He's on what one movie? George Seagal, he's probably dead by now, dude. Are you serious?
No, I thought George Seagal was on that one show with David Spade.
Probably was.
That one about the publishing company?
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Just Shoot Me?
Yeah. Yeah, he played the boss on there. That was George Seagal.
Yeah, he combs his hair over to the side.
Mm-hmm.
He's an older gentleman.
Yeah, he was in The Cable Guy, too.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Come on, bad guys. That's what my godson always says now. Like, if he gets killed while he's playing Mario Brothers, he'll say, are you serious? Come on, bad guys. Because the bad guys always kill him.
Man, bad guys always die.
We're almost to World 7. It's officially called New Super Mario Brothers Wii. is the game, in case anyone's wondering who.
You know, the Super Mario Brothers. That's just like the first Super Mario Brothers, right?
But this is the new Super Mario Brothers.
Enhanced graphics. Is there more worlds?
There are worlds that I don't think I ever played. There's only eight. There's only eight.
Yeah.
But they're different. It's pretty fun, though.
Right on.
I get a little pissed off. Still golfing. I'm almost up to current time. I'm to June. June 2013.
Wow.
Yep, and once I
enjoy the sun while you're still golfing in it.
Once I eclipse myself, I don't know what's going to happen. Once you go past the current date of your game, on the current date of your game, I think everything explodes or something weird.
I wonder. There was a game called Harvest Moon, I think it was.
Ooh, Late Harvest.
It was a Nintendo game, and it had real-time clock on it.
Ooh.
And so if you logged on like, a certain day, you would get stuff. Like if you logged on a
Saturday night at 7:26,
or July 4th, you'd get like it would only be available that day. You'd get it, and then people would start changing the date on their machine.
Do you know you're supposed to be the happiest at 7:26 on Saturday night?
That's
fucking stupid. Whoever said that?
That's right before you. That's why you're getting ready to go out, right?
I guess. Unless, what if you work at that time?
Everybody is working on Saturday nights at 7:30.
Yeah! be sure to check out our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and our other sister, she's a real slut, but check her out, our sister's show, Zappacast, Zappatagcast.
Yeah.
It's at zappacast.com. We just dropped a new episode yesterday. On the weekend, we did.
Yeah, everybody's dropping shit on the weekend.
Yeah, go to tagcastpodcast.com, click on the Amazon link, buy some stuff. We'll get a couple pennies. You'll get your stuff. It won't cost you anything more. Or if you don't want to buy anything, just give us a dollar.
Yeah.
Or just listen to the show for free, whatever you want to do. That's all.
Why
do
they call it Molly? Where's that come from?
I don't know. We should talk about that on
Friday. You know, all right.
Molly Ringwald, she just had a tour. She's a singer now, you know.
And Molly Nirvana.
Yeah.
And Molly Ween.
Kiss Molly's lips.
What about Molly, 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 Molly,
Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly,
Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly,
Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly, Boopie doopie boop boop boop. Have a happy hump day, you mother effers.
Get out and hump a cow.
If you can't do that, hump a human.
Yep.
Whatever.
Rock on.
And metal. We're going to go get some pizza. Now. Pizza now. Pizza now. Hey, pizza now. Pizza now. Albany, Oregon. Queen and Hill. Ice Queen.
Queen. Ice Queen.
Queen my quasi.
Ice Queen.
Now. Pizza now. Go get pizza now. I forgot to say it earlier, so I'm just saying it a bunch of times now.
But pizza now.
Molly, Molly. Plugs. Plugity plugs, plugs. Pizza now, pizza now. Hey, all you taggots. Welcome to the first plugs that's ever been recorded from a remote location. From the secondary studios of TagCast. Podcast. It's plug time. Don't forget, every second Friday, we got Pantsless Comedy with Mike McGowan hosting the show. Always bringing down some great headliners from Portland, Salem, also the Eugene area. That's in Eugene at the Cornucopia, 5th and Pearl. This Friday night, October 4th, it's Brian Posehn and Derek Sheen doing stand-up comedy at the Wow Hall in Eugene with Drew and Marcus from the Donkey Show, both getting to do opening sets of stand-up there. Go online and look for tickets. It's going to be a good show. Excuse me while I clear my throat. October 11th, Diamond Head and Raven at the Hawthorne Theater, Nether Regions from Portland will also be opening the show. The 10th through the 13th, up in Portland, it's Fall into Darkness Festival. Tons of good bands over 3 days. The highlight for me, which is the only one I'll be taking time to mention, is Orange Goblin. It's going to be at Mississippi Studios on the 11th. So if you want to go see Diamond Head and Raven, you'll have to miss Orange Goblin. Or something. October 13th, Creator in Overkill, Hawthorne Theater. October 14th, Dave Chappelle at the McDonald Theater in Eugene. The 15th, Day After Day, we got shit going on. We got Guar and Whitechapel and a few other bands at the Hawthorne Theater up in Portland. You're home for metal up there, for sure. Because 2 days later, the 17th, Deicide, Broken Hope, and a slew of other death metal bands at the Hawthorne Theater also. That's the corner of Hawthorne and Cesar Chavez Boulevard, if you want to know where the Hawthorne Theater is. And look them up online to find out tickets for all those shows. October 19th, it's a Saturday, we got the Alice in Chains tribute band Sick Man, along with Bikini, that's my band, and from Portland, Slow Motion Pornography. That's going down at the Dixie Creek Saloon, probably one of the last hard rock shows to go since they changed ownership. That's in Tangent on Highway 99. It's a free show. It's 21 and over, of course. Starts at 9 o'clock. So please come and see us. It'll be great. October 26th, it's a Saturday night. Bleepin' Funny. It's a comedy with no cursing. We bleep ourselves so you don't have to. That's at Sam Bond's Garage, the corner of 4th and Blair in Eugene. It's an early show. It starts at 6:30, but it's free. You do have to be 21 to get in. It's going to be myself along with a bunch of other cool people that are funny from Eugene area. And your hostess with the mostest, Leanne Joshaway, of course. I don't know who's interested in this, but thought I'd pass it along. November 5th, Rob Zombie and Korn in Yakima, Washington. Up there in Yakima at some place. You'll have to go online and look. I didn't even write it down. I just said Yakima. Also, at a strange place close to Seattle in Kent, Washington, on November 11th, you got Lamb of God, Testament, and Killswitch Engage. Lamb of God does not have a new album coming out till next year, but they are on tour, so go see them. November 26th, it's Morbid Angel with our friends Tony and Tony from World of Lies, also Oregon band Seasons of Suffering, or I think it's Season of Suffering. That's all at the Hawthorne Theater. November 29th, Pearl Jam at the Rose Garden, and way down the line in January of 2014, it's January 17th, 2014, DRI. With World of Lies and some other bands at the Hawthorne. So that's a bunch of stuff for you to go do. So be cool and go do it. Don't just sit at home. But if you decide to do that, make sure you're listening to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. You can find it at tagcastpodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. And good night.